Going on, everybody. So, what I become aware of is when understanding and when trying to understand impermanence, there's really really useful way of doing so. And it's actually very interesting to contemplate it in this way, because once you can start to see it through this lens, through this understanding of sorts, then you can kind of start to understand the cycle of life, of change. And the way that I do this, the way that I understand the cycle, is through understanding and looking at the year as it happens. You know, like from each season, from spring to summer to fall to winter, this kind of thing, right? Becoming able to see the impermanence of a thing and the cycle of life based on this. So, you know, in spring, what happens? Things start growing, the snow and everything else, everything starts melting. Things that were once dead are now coming back alive again a little bit, you know, this kind of thing, right? There is a lot of shoots, you know, like plants, and they're growing out of the soil. Starting the process of growth. And summer is where the plants, they grow, they're at their full height and they're at their full levels, and everything is, you know, spring, everything might be blooming, but everything is in summer is at its peak, I suppose, right? This kind of thing, right? And so you get to summer, or you get to fall, everything starts slowly dying, you know, like the colors, the plants get more colors and stuff like in them, because they're slowly dying. Actually, that's what the color, the different colors in the plants, in flowers and stuff, you know, when it's like summer or spring, you know, there might be like, they might be like green or whatever, but when they're in fall, they're completely different. They're different colors because they're slowly trying to keep as much energy and whatnot as they can within themselves before they finally, you know, die, right? And then, of course, there is winter where everything is dead. It's all under snow, or it's all very cold, and it's all very, you know, dead. If anything is alive at this stage, it's at a very, like, extreme survival stage, where it's like, you may be surviving as a plant or whatever, but it's not a very extreme conditions. You might have a very difficult time doing things and surviving, this kind of thing, right? And then eventually that rolls back into spring again. The cycle continues another year. And this works in other ways as well. You know, watching the season of your body. You know, spring, you shoot up from the ground. You grow really fast. You grow physically really quickly. in the very physical sense, right? Your body grows when you're becoming an adult until you become, whatever it is, like 20 or 25 or
whatever it is, when your brain stops growing. But there's also other ways in which this works as well, where, you know, because the thing too about personal growth is sometimes what has to happen is that you have to shrink. You have to, some parts have to die, right? This is why I don't really like the term personal growth, because it's kind of not quite that way. Like, because imagine it this way, right? And we'll get to what I mean by in the personal sense as well, when it comes to spring, summer, fall, winter, this kind of stuff. But when you're, imagine that you have a really dark part of yourself, right? Would you want that to grow, right? Of course not, right? But that's, you know, that's what would happen if you had personal growth. Everything would be growing at the same time. It'd be chaos. It'd be destructive. So what you're really talking about is selective personal growth. Only certain things are growing. Of course, that's impossible, but that's another episode. Because it's not really as simple as you might think. Like, you're like, oh, I want this to be growing and this not to be growing and this, you know, this kind of thing. But the truth of the matter is that you're not going to be able to control these things as much as you think you are. And this is something that I've really become aware of. And I'm doing an episode on as well. As well as this one. But so you could think of it in this way as well. And so your summer for the body, for the physical body would be like your prime years, whatever that would be, like 25 to 30 or 35 or whatever. And then eventually your fall, which should be probably like 35 or 40, depending on how in shape you are and stuff like this, but would probably be like 35 or 40 to like maybe 60 or 55. And then your winter would be 55 to whenever you die, right? Physically. Because like you're no longer growing. You're no longer able to do as much as you were able to do before. And then eventually you're even no longer able to do what you were able to do in your fall, in the fall season of your body. Right? And so in personal growth, it's somewhat similar, right? Like in spring, things are growing. It might be very happy feeling. You might be very happy because things are moving very quickly. At least moderately quickly. And you're able to notice like where you are and this kind of thing. And then eventually it goes into summer, where everything is kind of growing, but it's all at its peak levels, pretty much, right? And then, of course, at winter, or at fall, you know, all that starts to die. You know, the things that will be hampering this process will die, or even things that you want not to die will die, or be, you know, slowing down and close to dying and this kind of thing. And then, of course, there's the winter where all of it's dying, or it's, you know, this kind of thing, right? So there's a little bit more fluid when it comes to like the less physical stuff, but the point of understanding this is to help you to kind of see the cycle that is reality, that is life, you know, from birth to death, from spring to winter, in the physical sense and the less physical sense. Then you understand impermanence. You understand, not only do you understand impermanence, but you understand this, the cycle, what I'd call the cycle, which is, I think, more interesting than understanding just impermanence. Because if you just look at impermanence, I mean, that's a way to help you understand that, like, not everything that you want is going to last and this kind of stuff. But if you understand the cycle, then you start to understand, like, the usefulnesses of everything, right? Like, and, like, so you could be impermanent, or something could be impermanent, but if you don't realize something's going to come up after this impermanent thing, and that thing might actually be something that is happening because of the impermanent thing that died or whatever, then you don't understand the cycle, and then you might get, like, you know, a depression or whatever. The cycle is just a way of helping you understand that this is life. Life kind of comes in cycles. And you're born because of something that was alive, or that might still be alive, right? Your mother. But then eventually, your mother will, you know, you die, and then you will die, and then you will all become food for viruses and for maggots and things like this. And so you die, and you give birth to other maggots, and you give birth to other things when you die. And so when something inside of you dies, you know, we're talking about personal growth again, it gives birth to a different possibility, and this kind of thing. And so this is kind of why understanding this cycle is kind of interesting, because you understand that, like, you know, just because this one thing is going away or dying or whatever it is, it doesn't really mean that this is going to be a permanent thing. It's going to lead to something different. Or it might not. It might not lead to anything at all. And then you die, right? But you know that, like, this cycle continues on into the future in different ways and this kind of thing. Which is the whole point. So, anyways, I know this is kind of a random episode, but I figured I'd just do this one really quickly, and I'll talk to you in the next one.